This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is weighing responses to the death of three U.S. service members in Jordan Sunday in a drone strike the White House attributed to Iranian-backed militias. The attack has many U.S. lawmakers concerned about increasing U.S. military involvement in the Middle East following the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. VOA congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
On Capitol Hill, some Democratic senators are concerned a U.S. response could rapidly escalate a military conflict before lawmakers have a chance to authorize war.
This is an escalating war in the Middle East. The U.S. is getting drawn more and more into it. There's no congressional authorization for the U.S. participation in another war in the Middle East, so the time is probably now right for Congress to begin that discussion.
But lawmakers also recognize the need for a strong U.S. response.
Anyone who attacks the troops and puts Americans in harm's way, we're going to do everything we can to defend our.
Earlier this week, top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell said the Biden administration's policies had increased the threat posed by Iran. And other Republican lawmakers said Thursday any response should be carefully calibrated.
I'd like to know the president has a plan to not just stop this, but to put Iran in a position they will never do this again.
Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
The United Nations highest court will rule Friday if a case in which Ukraine has accused Russia of violating international law by saying its invasion was launched to stop an alleged genocide can move forward. Ukraine brought the case at the International Court of Justice, also known as the World Court, days after Russia's invasion of Ukraine on February 24th, 2022. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The United States has approved $4 billion in drone sales to India. We get the details from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The U.S. has approved $4 billion in drone sales to India. The Biden administration has approved a nearly $4 billion sale of drones and military equipment to India that are meant to be used to improve its maritime safety and surveillance. The approval comes at a time when Washington is courting New Delhi to increase its cooperation with the U.S. Indo-Pacific strategy, which is largely focused on countering China's influence in the region. The sale will include 31 Sky Guardian drones, 170 Hellfire missiles, 310 small-diameter bombs, and related support material. I'm Norman Hall.
North Korea on Friday extended a provocative run in weapons tests by firing cruise missiles into the sea as leader Kim Jong-un called for his military to step up war preparations while touring a shipyard. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the U.S. and South Korean militaries were analyzing the North Korean launches into its Western Sea. Kim in recent months has emphasized his effort to build a nuclear-armed navy to counter what he portrays as growing external threats posed by the U.S., South Korea, and Japan, which have stepped up their military cooperation to cope with Kim's nuclear weapons and missile program. Media outlets say two men have taken seven hostages at a factory owned by Procter & Gamble in northwest Turkey, apparently in protest of the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. Turkish media published images of one of the purported suspects wearing what appeared to be a rudimentary explosive belt and holding a handgun. Hours later, a PNG spokesperson said the situation at the plant in the area of Kosala had been resolved and all personnel were safe and the assailant apprehended by law enforcement. An asteroid size of a skyscraper is about to buzz the Earth. We get the details right now from Ben Thomas.
First things first, it'll pass within 1.7 million miles of Earth. That's seven times the distance from the Earth to the Moon, and there's no chance of it hitting us. Designated 2008 OS-7, NASA estimates it's between 690 and 1,575 feet across, so similar in size to the Empire State Building. It's just one of several asteroids making approaches in the coming days. Three much smaller ones, no more than 10 yards across, on Friday, followed by another two on Saturday. And on Sunday, an asteroid roughly half the size of 2008 OS-7. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.